The arrival of the Sisters of St. Anne in Lachine was the result of a combination of circumstances. First, the new parish priest, Nazaire Pichet, was interested in opening a girls' school near the future church. And second, Bishop Bourget decided he wanted the mother house of the Sisters of St. Anne to be closer to his episcopal seat, since in those days, communications between the village of Saint-Jacques and Montreal were very difficult. These two desires converged over the sale of the home of Sir George Simpson, the former head of the Hudson's Bay Company, who died in the fall of 1860. On February 7, 1861, over a meal to which he had invited the bishop, Father Pichet told him that the Simpson Manor was for sale. The very next day, Father Pichet, acting on the bishop's instructions, asked Edward Hopkins, Sir George's nephew and the representative of the estate, about the conditions of sale. By February 20th, Sir Marie-Jeanne de Chantal, the general superior, signed the deed of purchase in Montreal for the sum of 2,000 louis, or $8,000. The community, which had no resources, had to borrow to make the first payment. Taking possession of the house was the scene of some interesting English traditions. Mr. Hopkins greeted the new arrivals at the front door. He put the key in the lock, closed, and then opened the door, removed the key, and then presented it to the superior, asking her to repeat his actions. After this little ritual, he said, upon taking his leave,
"Madam, I'm happy to have succeeded so well in carrying out Lord Simpson's wishes. I do not think I could have placed the keys of this house in worthier hands."
In front of the old stone warehouse, on the first interpretation panel, you will see an old picture of the Simpson Manor. The Simpson Manor, built in 1834, was a seigneurial house in cut stone. It had two floors, a main floor, and an attic that measured 50 by 60 feet, or 15.24 by 18.29 meters. A triangular pediment overhung the facade, and Doric columns bordered its white portico, supporting a large balcony. In 1888, it was decided to demolish the house in order to build the wing where the Sanctuary of St. Anne would be located, in the center of the convent complex. The spacious grounds measured 2 arpents by 72 rods, or 117 by 362 meters, and included other buildings, such as the stone warehouse built in 1803 on the edge of the old canal. In 1803, Alexander Gordon, a clerk in the fur trade for the Northwest Company, had the stone warehouse built in the southwest corner of the property on the edge of the St. Lawrence River, opening into Lake St. Louis, just at the edge of Lachine's first canal on its first bank. This building, 63 feet long by 39 wide, or 18.28 by 11 meters, was used for commercial storage. In 1806, after the death of Alexander Gordon, the property went to his son William. In 1833, William sold a portion of it to the Hudson's Bay Company. Initially, the building had a gable roof. Between 1833 and 1861, the Hudson's Bay Company enlarged the building and gave it a hip roof. As a necessary protection for the warehouse, it had only one entrance, two windows in the front, and a third in the gable. The Sisters of St. Anne purchased the property in 1861. Over the years, the building underwent a number of transformations depending on the purpose for which it was used. A dormitory, classrooms for day students from 1863 to 1870, a laundry until 1898, and lodgings for an employee and his family. Around 1923-1924, it became a bourgeois-style home with a basement, main floor, and attic that could accommodate 4 employees and their families. In 1977, Parks Canada acquired it, and since June 1985, it has been the Fur Trade at Lachine National Historic Site of Canada. We invite you to stay in front of the old stone warehouse and turn around to face the convent. Select stop number 6 to learn about the foundress of the Sisters of St. Anne, Mother Marianne. To learn more about the Sisters of St. Anne, please select stop number 7. Select stop number 8 to continue your tour of the Villa Anna boarding school.